I'm going to invite you to turn in your pew Bible this evening, Isaiah 9, verse 6, then we're going to flip to Luke 2, verse 1 through, I'm going to go through 16 here, a little farther than what I have on the screen here tonight, the story, the birth of Jesus. But let's begin at Isaiah 9, verse 6. We conclude our series tonight with this message. For to us a child is born is why we gather tonight. And that's what we're going to learn about tonight through our message. As we read, follow along with me if you would. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And then Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 16. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and is expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. The reading of the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we hear the birth story tonight, may you bring that story to life through your Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord, that these words are your words and never mine. And Lord, I pray for those that have gathered here tonight to hear your message. Lord, may you teach them something new in their faith journey. May you challenge them. May your Spirit lead them. And so I pray that you open their hearts, their minds, and their souls. In Jesus we pray these things. Amen. Gifts have always been a part of Christmas. Think back to when you were a child in your house or your home. And if you're a child tonight, there's much anticipation of what's to come, of what's expected, of what could be in those gifts. Sometimes we refer to this season as the season of giving. You've probably often heard that throughout your life. That at times, though, it can be difficult for some of us to receive gifts as well. We often like to give rather than receive a gift. I think that we are good givers, but there's a lesson to learn in receiving a gift as well. And so I was given a gift last week. I had heard rumblings about this gift. Some of you know what this gift is. I can hear it out there in the crowd. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to use this gift to teach us the lesson about what gifts are for and what they're like. And so it was kind of funny. I hear some of you snickering out there tonight. So last week, Wednesday, and I was done at the consistory meeting, I walked out of the church here and I headed back to my office. And on my table in my office, there laid this present. It was a fashionable gift. Would you like to see it? I brought it with me. All right. Give me just a minute. That's not the gift, by the way. I told you it was fashionable. There's my gift. But here's what's more important. The question is, will I receive the gift? Will I accept the gift? What if I decided that I didn't want to accept the gift? I didn't like the gift, maybe. What would those that gave me the gift think if I didn't accept the gift? How would they feel? Think about that for a moment. And so it's important that we learn to receive and accept the gifts that are given to us, each and every one of us. Jesus Christ is a gift that's been given to every one of us that are gathered here in this place tonight and throughout the rest of the world for us to have. And so I'm going to challenge you tonight. The greatest gift has been given some 2,000 years ago. Let me challenge you a little more. Let me ask you a question here. I want you to start thinking about this as we go through this message. There is one question you must ask yourself tonight that will forever change your life. And I'll give you that question at the end of this message. Hang on to that thought as we ponder gifts tonight. So I'd like to share with you a few things to spur you on in your faith journey about the gift of Jesus Christ in your life. There are critical things that I want you to believe in. Deep-rooted theology. Not that serious of a thing, but you need to believe in these basic four things that I'm going to share with you tonight, because this is what the gift has given you in your life. And there are three of them I'm going to share with you tonight. Often at Christmas, we see signs or decorations that simply say, believe. How many of you have seen that this Christmas or Advent season? The word believe. Yeah, we've all seen that. We've heard that. Different songs. Christmas wrapping paper has believe on it. Those types of things. We see that. But believe what? Believe what? Might be a question we want to ask ourselves tonight. And so here's my first one that I want to share with you. Believe in love. Now, I'm not talking about the love that you have for your spouse or your children. I want you to believe in the love that Jesus Christ, God the Father, the Holy Spirit has for each one of us. That's love. Remember I said these 3 points, they're deep theologically. There is such a deep love for you and I that we don't always understand it, we can't fathom it, but we need to learn more about it. John 3, verse 16 through 17 on your screen here tonight. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have what? Eternal life. That's love. At a very deep level. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it. Not to condemn us. Not to say, you know what, you're bad people. None of you are going to make heaven. No, that's not why he came. He came out of love to save us from our sins. And so tonight, I need you to believe that God sent his Son out of love for you and I. And what you need to do, and what I need to do, is accept the gift of love tonight. Have you accepted that gift of love through Jesus Christ? Here's my second point to you tonight. Believe in hope. Now, this isn't some flimsy kind of hope that you might think, well, I hope this works out, or I hope we get to do this, or I hope that someday I get to go there. No, this is way deeper than that. This is what we call maybe an eternal hope that Scripture talks about that you and I long for. There's hope that one day things are going to be made right in this world that you and I live in. We are called to believe in that kind of hope that Jesus speaks about, that someday it will be totally restored. That's the hope that we hang on to. Let me read a little more scripture to you. John 10, verse 7 through 11. I am the door. Now, these are Jesus' words. He's speaking here. And so if you had a red letter Bible, these words would be in red and you'd read this. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, they will be saved. And here's the great part about this. We often realize, you know, what that all involves. And then the verse goes on to say this. And will go in and out and find pasture. Meaning that you will be cared for. You will be fed. That God will watch over you and I. When we find Jesus Christ. And then it goes on to warn us. Be careful, because this could happen to us. And we start to talk about the thief. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I've come that they may have life, and they may have it to the fullest. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. You know, as Scripture says, Satan would rather you find that there is no hope in the world. He wants you to be hopeless. That's his desire. He doesn't want you to have joy. He doesn't want you to have happiness. He wants you to be miserable. He wants you to think there's no eternity. He wants you to think that Jesus is a farce. But Jesus says, he wants us to have this gift that brings us a longing that things one day will be made right in our life. And so let me ask you the question, have you accepted this gift of hope tonight that Jesus speaks of? And my final one, probably the most impressive one that we can talk about tonight. Believe in the victory, because he's already won it. Believe that Jesus has overcome the world and the victory is ours in Christ. Celebrate that. Live that. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57 on the screen. But thanks be to our God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You and I should live different than the rest of the world because of that victory. Now let me just unpack that for you just a little bit here tonight. Victory over what? We might ask. We know that the simple message is victory over sin, right? We've overcome that through Jesus Christ. We've been washed clean. But what about other things that are going on in our life that I want to address maybe here tonight? Victory over things that we'll encounter in this life. Difficult things. Hard things. Things that you and I won't understand. That will make no sense. And God says, remember this. When all that comes upon you, the victory has been won. Don't look back. Things such as death of a loved one that is no longer with you. A diagnosis of a disease that changes the course of your life. Those types of things that I'm talking about that come into our lives, and you know them, you have them. And Jesus says, remember the victory. It's been won. And so what do we do in order to carry on when those things come into our lives? We believe in the victory. That's what gets you through. That's what sustains you. That's the hope that I'm talking about, that one day things will be restored. And so here's the question I have for you. Do you believe in the victory, and have you accepted that gift into your life no matter what's going on? Wherever you find yourself at tonight, and I know all of you find yourself in different places from A to Z, from good to bad, right here in this congregation. But can you accept the victory, the gift that Jesus has given us? Now back to this gift that I received here last week. I've narrowed it down to the ladies. That's all I know so far. But here's the point. You know, this might be, you know, it's kind of a funny gift and stuff like that. And some of you think, oh, well, Rob, what are you going to do with that? You know, and guess what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to wear it. I'm going to wear it tonight, and here's why. Because I accept the gift. But here's my question for you tonight. Will you accept the gift of Jesus Christ? And remember those things that I talked to you about, the gift of love, the gift of hope, and the gift of victory. What are you going to do with that? I know what I'm going to do. I wonder who gave him my size. I'm going to have to talk to my wife. You know, here's the other thing I want to talk to you about with this. When you put on Jesus, the world might laugh at you. But you know what? That's okay. Because we have a true Savior that's died for all of us. And has taken away all of our sins. And we celebrate that tonight. So I don't know who gave me the gift, but thank you. And may you be blessed. And all of God's people said,
Amen. Amen.